It's time to take inventory. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's time to take inventory. How often have we looked at ourselves to see what has happened in our life, how we have progressed? What role models have we had in our life that have stimulated us and delighted us and illumined us as we walk the pathways? Oftentimes we forget them. In fact, we don't even pay attention to them because we have become so much one with them. The role model has been the type of person who told us exactly who we are, and we liked it, and that's why we followed them. Here on the University of Healing campus, I'm always giving opportunities to the students to think seriously about where they're going, what their values are, who they are, what makes their life important, what makes them feel worthwhile and valuable. And the other day I gave a quiz to each of the staff and each of the campus members, and I asked these questions. Who has been the one person that was and is the ideal role model for me in my life? When did I awaken to the fact that they were an example for me? How did they live their life that it was the best possible role model for me? And were and are they consistent living their life as a paradigm for me? And am I a living example of them as the ideal role model, and how have I expanded on their pattern, which I see in their life and in my life now? These are some pretty potent questions and some pretty potent ideas, and very seldom do we think about it. Very seldom do we come to realize just what this is all about. And because we don't come to realize what it's all about, we sometimes don't give credit where credit is due in our life. It's not so much a matter that we have wonderful role models in our life. Truly, everyone has role models in their life that are outstanding and fantastic. Some people take role models that are not necessarily to their benefit, and others take role models that are to their benefit. But I would say, by and large, people take role models that are to their benefit. For people are good. I look at the world and I see the world filled with good people. And as I see the world filled with good people, I find that I am a good person too. I find that I am the reflection of what they are, and they are the reflection of what I am, and we make a good team. And this is really quite important. Now, as I asked the staff and the students here on campus to do this little quiz, this little program, they were supposed to write for 2 hours an essay that answered these questions. And at the end of the essay, after the 2 hours, they were to write a 50-word summary of what they had said, to find out what their conclusion is, find out what attitude they arrived at. And to a person, they arrived at the same attitude. Writing separately in their own homes, in their own rooms, in their own places, they all came up with the idea that the beautiful people in their life were beautiful, and they were a reflection of these beautiful people in their life, these role models. But they went a step beyond, and they took all of the role models and wrapped them up into one. And that one, plus their own personal integrity and their own personal genius, came out as the beautiful being that each one is. And truly, Each one is a beautiful being. We all are beautiful beings, we all are fantastic beings, we all are glorious beings, but we don't always recognize it. We sometimes fail to recognize little subtleties of our nature. Just like we fail to recognize the little subtleties of the nature of those people who were role models in our life. And as we go in hindsight and look at what they contributed to our life, we look at what they sort of brought into our thinking and how they caused us to respect and honor them. Maybe not always follow them because they were on a different path and they were perhaps even a more skilled in certain areas than we chose to be. But they were a role model for us nonetheless. And we looked at their integrity. We looked at their sincerity. We looked at their genius. We looked at their magic. And we realized that for us to be able to see their genius, their magic, their integrity, we had to have that same genius, magnificence, and integrity within each one of us. And to this day, even though some of our role models were when we were children, relatives or teachers that we've had, to this day, they stand as a shining light, not just a candle, but a beautiful beacon in our life, guiding us in ways of truth and goodness that are absolutely glorious. Oh, we are thankful for the role models we've had. But we were the ones who had the genius to allow those role models to be significant in our life and bring us into significant thought of who we are today. And many of the things that we said about our role models are just the things that, to a point, we're still working on a little bit. We're still working on humility. We're still working on integrity. We're still working on happiness. We're still working on many things. But the main thing that has come to all of us from this introspective journey into the past is the idea that we like ourselves, we enjoy ourselves, and we are wonderful people. Now, that is the truth about us. That is the reality about us, and that is the joy of it. Oh, we have much more improvement to do, we think. But really, it's not so much improvement. It's just finding out who our self is, and being that and having fun being it. Finding out who our self is, and then being that and having fun being that. Be yourself and have fun. If we could only know that to the depth of our heart, and we're only proving ourselves to ourselves as a joyful, wonderful, fantastic being, living our life this time around, in this dimension, in this experience, to the joyful fullest that we can. And as we do that, we find all the doorways open to us. All the doorways are opening to us. And as we admired our role models, we too remember we are the role model for those in our world. For everyone looks at us and sees how we live our life, and they say, I'd like to be like that person. We would like to be like the persons who are our role models. And believe it or not, we are. And how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.